1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Simple text number 51551 and Joe at rt.ie. Paul contacted us. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You were in Dublin on just this past Saturday, was it?
Yes, Joe. I was there with my family. We're up for the day shopping in Dublin, and we're walking along Grafton Street, and we came across this wee girl. She was about 6 or 7, and she was singing or busking. Just didn't look right. I had my daughters along with myself, and my 7-year-old noticed this girl, and she said she looked very nervous and afraid, and she was singing there, and she was on her own. There was a few gathered around her. I just think it's ridiculous this day and age that a child of that age would be out on one of the main streets in Dublin singing, making money, obviously, for...
Well, had she got the accoutrements of busking? Had she got a mic stand? Had she got an amp? Had she got a guitar? Had she got a hat on the ground?
Yeah, she had, yeah. She had a mic, she had a hat, and I would not... She was definitely no more than 7 or 8.
And was there any money in the hat that you could see? The hat was for money.
I didn't look into it, Joe, but there would have been a few euros. There was people throwing money in.
And what type of song was she singing, Paul? Did you stay long enough to...
I didn't stay long enough because it was quite busy, way too young. Way too young for that, that age.
And what age do you think...
6, 7.
No, what age do you think you should be allowed?
Well, 15, 16 maybe. I'm all for parents... having their kids out and plenty of encouragement and that, like, but there's a time and a place, and at that age, the child seemed to be bored and very repetitive, you know, and she probably has a good voice, but, you know, she just sounded off.
And was she playing a musical instrument?
No, she was singing.
And who was accompanying?
She was on her own.
But she had a mic and an amplifier.
She had a mic and she had a hat on the floor, but she was singing there, but I didn't see any supervision. I didn't see anyone around her.
And was there musical accompaniment?
No, she was just singing a mic.
Okay, I'm just saying there wasn't a backing track or...
No.
Okay.
No. And as you're familiar, you said there's plenty of good talent on that street.
Yeah.
Singing, there was old men, women singing there, but she just took her eye because she was so young, Joe. Very young.
And would you have known if one of the adults was with her?
One of my daughters said she thought she'd seen a parent there.
Do you know what part? It's a long street. Do you know what part of Grafton Street this is?
Well, some far from Brown Thomas.
Okay, the front of BT's there.
Yeah.
Okay. And was there a crowd? Was there?
There was quite a few around her, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I heard a few tuts in the crowd, you know. There was a bit of disgust in the crowd, like, you know.
That she was so young.
Yeah. Definitely. She was definitely young. I did note that she had a permit around her neck, obviously, from the council.
Oh, that's it.
But I was just wondering, is there an age limit for performing like that?
You couldn't have got the age wrong. She might have looked younger than she was, no?
No, I have four daughters of my own, Joe, and she definitely is around that age, like, you know.
And what about 11, busking at 11 years of age? No, in terms of what you think is appropriate or should be allowed?
I don't know, Joe. I don't know. I just think at that age, you know, it's more for money than anything, I think, that is. Definitely think it's more money-driven than, let's say, trying to get her talent out there.
And when you say people were tutting, how did you know that was about her age?
Because it did not look right, Joe. It did not look right.
Okay.
You know, the poor child, she looked tired and bored.
And we're talking what?
To me, that's my personal view.
It's about 3 o'clock.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion, but that's just me. been there with my own kids, and that's what I just took from it. And it bugged me over the weekend thinking about it, like, you know.
Okay.
So I said, like,
okay, it's an interesting point. And probably the most famous busker in recent years to come off Grafton Street, so to speak, is Ali Sherlock. She was on Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah, we all saw that. Now, Ali is on the line, by the way, with the permission of her father, Mark. Ali Sherlock. Ali, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
How are you keeping?
I'm good.
And what age were you, Ali, when you hit Grafton Street?
I started busking in Cork, so yeah. I started when I was 11.
Okay.
Then I was probably maybe 12 when I went to Grafton Street. I do understand what he is saying about, like, her being too young.
Yeah, what do you think?
I guess being with no parents there or no adults there to, like, watch over her, I think that is kind of bad. I mean, like, there is a lot of straight people, not very nice people, also on Grafton Street. From experiences, you know, but I know that my dad always was watching me there.
Mark,
he never took his eye off me. If anyone strange looking came over, you know what I mean? If anyone came over, my dad was just, like, straight away ready to, you know, get him away. I think that maybe a person aged 12 up should be able to go on their own, maybe 13 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even a little bit older now that I'm actually saying it. But to be going out on their own, I think, should be definitely...
And were you... Did you hear of this six-year-old performing on Grafton Street?
I think I know the girl. She's always there. I never saw anyone looking, like, watching her, like a parent or an adult. I would agree with him. She is about 6 or 7 to 8.
Okay, wow. And Ali, you mentioned earlier there with Mark, your dad was always with you. Like you said, you alluded to the fact that there might be some difficult characters, to say the least, on Grafton Street. What did you mean?
I mean, as in, like, junkies.
Who might know what they're doing or where they're walking at times.
Yeah, you know, because I have been, like, not even just them, there have been men coming up to me saying, there was one really creepy guy, like, before, who threw a key into my case, and then he came up mumbling about something, and then, but, like, I turned away as fast as I could, but I'm pretty sure he was saying something, like, not very nice. Then there's other being, like, junkies as well, coming up to me, hugging me. I mean, it's just annoying. I know some of them mean no harm, but it's just, it's annoying, especially for kids. And then there's other junkies as well who will rob you.
People with drug issues, yeah.
Yeah, so not very good for a six-year-old or whoever.
And, Ali, would anyone try and take your money? Because you were extraordinarily popular.
There has been, like, a few, actually, I think it's, well, no, twice. Twice two junkies.
Yeah, drug addicts.
Yeah, I don't like calling them junkies.
I know,
really,
yeah.
It's just really mean. So, two drug addicts before I tried to take my money, but my dad got them. Then my dad actually didn't get them. Like, my dad jumped on top of him, tried to get the money out, but the guy ran, and then two guys in the crowd got him in a headlock and got... It was only a tenner, like, but they grabbed it out of him anyways. And, but, so that happened about twice.
Yeah.
But it's still not very nice, like...
And did you ever have to pack up and go?
No, never.
No, you persevered.
Yeah, nothing serious has ever happened, really.
And Ali, while you're there, like, how you became very famous very quickly. I know you were busking for a while. How are you doing at the moment?
It's really good. I've been over to LA, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Recording my album, which is coming out soon. And even just, like, my dad was telling me that I might have to stop busking, and that, like, my best friends are up there. Like, some of the other buskers, like, are my best friends.
Okay.
And I would hate to stop busking. Like, I absolutely love it. I have a ball up there. It's just so fun. But I'm really excited what is coming with my music. So,
well done. And you're still, what are you, 14 now? What about school?
I'm actually homeschooled, so
very good. So
which is really handy.
Yeah, not bad. So you would be back in, if it was formal school.
Yes, I would be back in school now.
And how do you manage to, how are you finding the homeschooling?
It is really good. I don't even have to do junior cert or anything, so, which is like, I'm so glad, because all my friends are, like, none of my friends are homeschooled, so they're all doing junior cert this year, and they're just
now, why aren't you doing your junior cert?
You don't actually have to do it if you're homeschooled. I'd rather not do it, to be honest.
Okay, and do you intend doing your leaving?
Maybe. I am thinking about it. Okay. But it depends, whatever.
Well, do you not miss, given that you're obviously such a gregarious character and you love other people and love company, do you not miss school, Ali?
I mean, I do, but I still have all my friends.
Yeah. I suppose the world we live in with Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Exactly,
You stay in touch. So you think six is definitely too young?
It's a little bit too young, yeah. There are other kids that I can see their parents are, like, standing there watching them that are around that age. But still, six is still a little bit too young, even with parents watching.
Okay, well, I mentioned you hitting the big time from Grafton Street. I know it was Patrick Street and Cork that gave you the platform initially, but Pat Coldrick is a well-known and phenomenal guitarist indeed. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know this. Pat, you started busking back on Grafton Street when?
Hi, Joe. Hi, Ali. Paul.
Hi.
Well, I started busking about 10 years ago, Joe. When I was away from music for a very long time, for about 25 years, and just situations in my life brought me back to music, and mm-hmm. so nobody kind of knew who I was. It was like literally starting all over again, so I decided to go up busking and start afresh from there. No, I wasn't 6 years of age, far from it. But it's a great thing to do. It's wonderful exposure. You know, yes, of course, you meet all sorts on the streets, but it's a way of getting your music out there. It's a cool thing to do. I think 6 years of age is a little bit young. You know, I do agree with Ali, and I listened to Paul, what he said about seeing that girl. I wasn't there. I don't know the situation, but certainly if the six-year-old was not accompanied by an adult or certainly a member of her family.
Mm-hmm. But if we don't know, we're trying to find out. But if we presume she was accompanied, would it be okay for a six-year-old?
Listening to Ali speaking there and listening to Paul, I'm not comfortable with it really either. You would have to really find out, what was it a case where she was there just to make some money, or was she really keen? Daddy, I really want to go out and sing in front of people, and I want to try this. It's fun. I think it's okay to do that. But if the young girl looked bored and didn't want to be there, and she was on her own, definitely not. Absolutely not.
Stay with us for a sec, Pat. 51551 Joe at RT.ie. Denise Allen. Denise, you reckon you've come across this 6-year-old busker as well?
Hi, Joe. Yes, yeah. I do. I was in town a couple of weeks ago with a friend of mine, and we noticed her outside Burger King.
Okay.
And we were in having a cup of tea and that, and we kind of watched her because we were saying, God, that child looks very young to be on her own. Mm-hmm. So anyway, next thing, this man came along. We assumed it was her father. Brought her into Burger King right beside us and emptied out her money thing into his own bag. And like, we were saying, God, maybe now he'll give her a break and, you know, buy her a burger or something. But no, straight back out again. And she didn't look happy. She looked very kind of distressed, really, I would say. Sad looking. And back out she was singing again.
Okay, just explain. You'll understand in a second why I want to go back at that scene. Okay, so she's performing on the street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks like she's alone. We couldn't see anybody with her.
Okay.
About 6 to 7, I would say. Very, very small.
Okay. Any indication from her accent where she might be from?
No, because she was just non-stop singing.
You saw around 2 o'clock. Now she stopped singing. Did she pack up and go?
No. She was back out again.
Somebody took her and brought her into Burger King.
Yes. This man arrived from we don't know where, but came along, took her by the hand, brought her into Burger King, sat her down opposite to us. You know when you go into Burger King in Grafton Street, there's like those chairs just as you go in by the door.
Yeah.
So we were sitting on one side of it and she was on the other side with this man. He looked like he could be her dad or her uncle or something.
Okay.
I'd say a man in his early 30s. And anyway, he proceeded to take her money basket thing and emptied it into it.
Did he buy her anything?
No. No, that's what we were shocked at. Like, we're saying,
so
surely he'd give her a drink or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
But nothing, no.
Joe, could I come in there?
Paul, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Pat Colden, sorry.
Sorry for cutting across you there. Just listen to you there. This seems like to me like a very isolated case. I mean, and as long as I'm around music and up on Grafton Street and I've been around a long time, I've never in my life seen anybody busking under the age of 16 years of age. But I will say that this seems like an isolated case. This does seem like a situation where this girl was put out there to make money for someone, for just a money-making racket. And that's wrong. You don't go busking to make money.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You go busking for exposure. If you make a few quid from it, well and good. That's the, you know, and certainly using a six-year-old to go out there against her will, or it seems like she wasn't interested, but it was just a money-making exercise.
Yeah.
It's totally wrong. But
totally.
I don't think
that's
you would see
like
this situation
me.
Happening very often.
Yeah.
This is an isolated case. Yeah, I've never in my life seen anybody on
okay,
yeah, but it's still, this was 3 weeks ago I saw her.
She is
that
there.
That gentleman saw her this weekend. So, I mean, it obviously isn't isolated.
Pat, how long were you busking on Grafton Street before you packed it in?
I'd say I was probably busking for a year or two, Joe.
Okay. And by the way, did you was that during the period where you had to have a licence?
It wasn't, actually.
Okay, because nobody, I presume, went up to examine the... But this girl had got a permit around her neck, apparently. No. Now, whether it applied to her, we'll ask the
city
council.
I didn't see any permit or anything around her neck.
Well, let me bring Damien Hanway. Damien, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
You saw this six-year-old where?
I saw her on the junction of Henry Street and Moore Street on Saturday.
Oh, this past Saturday. Now, why do you think it was her? Why do you think it's the same young woman, young child?
Well,
child.
Just by age and description from the previous callers there, I would say maybe 6, 7.
Yeah, that's the age I saw.
And she had a microphone stand and an amplifier.
Yes, the microphone and the stand and the whole shebang. Like, she was set up. You know, as in, she didn't just arrive along and decide I'm going to sing.
Could she have carried her gear alone?
Absolutely not.
Well, you're a bit of a Miss Marple there, Denise. Well spotted.
No, because I was so taken aback with how young the child was, as a mother myself.
So,
now, my children are grown up now. In fact, my daughter was in college with one of your daughters in St. Pat's and graduated the same year. But that's neither here nor there. That's just a by the way. Yeah. But just, I was quite shocked at such a young child that looked unaccompanied. Now, obviously, this man was hovering somewhere, and actually when he put her back out, we went out just to have a look again, and we could see him hovering over across the road by sort of Dunn's Stores, that in the corner there. So he was watching her, if you like,
but he wasn't
with her.
Ali, just come back in for a sec. Ali Sherlock, when your dad and I know unfortunately your mother died a few years ago, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But when your dad was with you, was he obviously with you, Ali? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was
right beside. Well, fairly.
Right beside me.
Okay.
He was very visible, because I know that like lots of people would come up and say like go up and talk to my dad, saying, she's great, whatever. Just talking to him about it. But you could see that they knew very well that that was my dad.
Okay, good point. And Damien, in your case, did you see an adult?
No, I didn't know any kind of nose of an adult that was kind of caring for the young girl. But we stood around for maybe 3 or 4 minutes. I mean, I had my 13-year-old daughter with me. It was quite uncomfortable, really, Joe, to kind of watch, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with that other man was saying that to me, she looked like she was, it was a bit distressed in her singing. No, she was kind of very bored, monotone, just that she didn't want to be there, that this wasn't something that she was comfortable doing. She
didn't look like I got that impression too.
So apparently...
Or Ellie, I'd seen her performing, she didn't look like she was enjoying it.
No.
And it was quite shocking when I saw the permit. I mean, my first thing was to look for the permit. I saw the permit, I thought, how could she be... I mean, again, your question, either she was some like a permit that she had herself. I mean, how could she be issued a permit at that age to go...
And I don't want her name, but could you read a name on the permit?
No, I couldn't. Yeah. I could just see a permit and a number. But, you know, there seemed to be up the other end when we got back up towards O'Connell Street, we could see community Gardaí, like, you know, strolling around. And,
Damien, would you be surprised? Denise, would you be surprised to hear that Dublin City Council has no age limit on who they'll issue a permit to.
I would be, yes. I would be very
surprised. Well, there is no age limit.
Well, I think six is too young to be out doing that, okay. Especially when the child looked uncomfortable and anxious and didn't look like she was enjoying it. Okay, as somebody else there, I can't remember the gentleman's name, said, you know, it's one thing if a child says, look, Daddy, I'd really like to do this. That's a different thing. And that other little one, Ali, there too, seemed to enjoy it. But this child definitely wasn't enjoying it.
No, she wasn't. I would say, Damon. I would say maybe that you could perform maybe as a team, maybe, but that a parent or a guardian is close by. That you that if she stopped by a guardian, that can you point out who is your adult or who is the guardian that's looking after you, that they can easily be identified. I would imagine. I did not notice any other adult that she was with, or you know, if she had to be stopped by a guard to actually say, you know, where is your parent? Could she have pointed them out? I don't know.
But I was just surprised to see her taken in, not given even a sandwich, a drink, nothing, and just sent straight back out again.
Do you think that was quite shocking to me. Do you think we've a chance of finding this child? Like, in other words, Denise, did you spot anything else about the family or the relationship? No,
other than the fact that he just spoke to her in whatever language.
They
weren't Irish anyway.
They weren't.
I shouldn't say that, but they weren't speaking in English, if you know what I mean.
So she may have been born in another country, or
she could have been, or she could be born here and just have another language as well.
Okay, but the father was speaking a language Irish or English.
The song was, I mean, at times I thought it was an Irish song, but it was a little bit indescribable. What it was, slightly Shannosy. Okay. Kind of, you know, it's like she'd learned this type of singing.
That's exactly the kind of singing it was, yeah. Like she was trying to put on a Sean O'Shea thing.
Yeah.
So,
and long dark hair this child had.
Okay.
But tiny, like height, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
she was very, very young.
She wasn't just
young looking for her age. Mm. I think she was only about 6-7 max.
Okay. Yeah.
Ali Sherlock, have you packed in busking at this stage?
No.
Maybe not. And when if I say to you when you're going to busk next, you'll get such a crowd you won't be able to busk. But anyway, you do intend going back out at some stage,
if
time allows.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Well, keep it up. You sound fantastic, and
people
can see you on YouTube, including the wonderful performance on Grafton Street. They can see you in your own—that's your own home, I presume.
Yeah.
Presume, where you're doing a fantastic version of the Beatles song "Blackbird."
Oh, thank you.
Who taught you how to play the guitar, by the way?
I got lessons a few years ago, and then I started teaching myself. My dad also taught me a little bit. So.
That's what I thought. I'm watching you, watching your finger work on. On the guitar, it was just incredible as well as your singing.
Thank you.
So look after yourself, Ali. Kind regards to your dad.
Thank you so much.
And thanks again for both of you contacting us. Denise Allen, Lisa Bracken, Paul also, and Damien Hanway.
5155.
Lisa, I have to go to. That's Lisa Bracken. Lisa, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Okay. When we leave Paul up there, go ahead. Your point, please, Lisa.
Joe, I don't see what the big fuss is, to be honest with you. I'd rather see a child out in Grafton Street singing a song than sitting watching the television or playing a game. And I'm sure, you know, well, if someone, your call is there, verified, a parent came on the scene at some stage.
Well, an adult.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuss is. I think people can be very, very cynical and quick to jump to conclusions. The child, you know, she's in Grafton Street. She's surrounded by people. The adult was obviously watching from a distance. Mm. And if anyone felt she was in danger, did they ring the guards or did they ring any authority to alert them?
So you're saying that if she had to be, God forbid, but if anyone was acting the aegis with her, the crowd would have checked them?
Of course they would, Joe. Yeah. No one would go by a 6 or 7 year old child and leave them distressed. But I mean, for any onlooker who really genuinely felt that this child wasn't being treated well and that she looked, I think one of your lady callers said that the child looked distressed. Well then, you know, I'd love to know if that lady maybe rang the guards or what did she do about it, you know?
Yeah, but what can the guards do about it, I wonder? Like, she had a permit.
Yeah, so she's obviously
she's
in no danger.
Allowed to have a permit.
Yeah.
Well, how does a permit mean you're in no danger?
Well, I mean, they gave the permit, so she's okay to be there. Clearly, she's not breaking any laws. Okay.
Ruth Murphy is there now. Ruth, good afternoon. 51551. Ruth, you say you saw her and you feel you should have called the police. Why?
Yeah, I saw her in, I think it was Henry Street a day or so ago. Mm-hmm. And she looked very young. I mean, I pulled up kind of because she didn't look happy. And I looked around for adults and I didn't really see anybody, but I kind of thought, well, couldn't just be out here on her own. And I thought maybe it was coming to the end of the summer holidays and maybe it was something she wanted to do and her parents said, okay, you can go in for, you know, a few minutes and do it for a bit of fun. But kind of on reflection, that didn't really feel like what was happening and she didn't look very happy. And I am sorry, I didn't go to the police because it looked totally wrong.
Okay, what would you have said to the police, Ruth?
Well, it just looked incongruous, you know, I was in that spot in Henry Street where she was standing a week or so ago, and there was a very bad fight. I don't know what it was about, but some men were kind of punching and hitting each other very violently, and I was quite frightened, you know. So I just thought it was ridiculous. I thought it was seeing things, you know, what is a little girl out here.
What about Lisa Bracken's point that the crowd would have checked any...
No, I don't agree with that anymore. I mean, I think I'm kind of a busybody and a caring kind of person. In fact, I didn't approach her because of this kind of political correctness, because I thought, oh, gosh, I better not approach a child.
Sorry, Ruth, I don't mean just approach her to find out what was going on. I meant if there was anything untoward happening around a child, surely an adult would intervene. And Ruth, like, you have to look at the point is, I mean, I'm 48 years of age. When I was a child, I worked, you know, picking tomatoes with half my brothers and sisters, and I handed the money up at home. Like, what's wrong if the child was out to earn money? What's so wrong with that?
Well, like, some things have changed, you know, the way we look at things have changed.
For the worst, Ruth, because you just said there yourself that you felt a little bit kind of intimidated. I mean, this child is going to grow up. Even if she does see brawls on the street, she's going to be streetwise. She's not going to be, you know, a shrinking violet and terrified.
I'm 61 or 62, and I was really terrified when I saw this fight. And, you know, there was lots of men standing around me, and nobody was doing anything to help the people in the fight.
But no, but the child, the 6 or 7 year old child, I assume, wasn't
there.
Women should
be in mixed up in it. You know, they were kind of pushing each other across the street and punching each other. You know, she could have just got mixed up inadvertently.
But Ruth, you can't live in a world where, you know, you cage children in just in case. I mean, the child could go out on a bicycle and get a smack of a bus. You can't live like that.
Well, of course you can, but you could have your 6-year-old child with you in Henry Street and holding her by the hands, going up and down. I mean, you're not caging her in, but sticking her out on her own to sing.
Was she an Irish child, Ruth?
I have no idea what nationality she was.
And what's your point there, Lisa?
Just, Joe, because I think that a lot of people have an issue when they see non-national children doing things like this. I've heard it and I've seen it.
Mm. What are their issues? Sorry.
Their issues are completely racist, you know, because, I mean, Joe, as I say, I'm in my late 40s. I've seen members of the travelling community, very, very talented kids, singing on the streets in town, and never ever, you know, an observation or a running commentary from anyone about it saying, you know, it was bad or it was a dangerous thing or it was, you know, exploiting the child. Nothing like that. And I think
I didn't speak to her. I didn't think she was foreign. I thought she was Irish, but I wasn't sure. But she didn't look to me to be foreign. But I heard from a later caller that she possibly was. But it wasn't. I actually thought maybe, as I said, that some parent had said, I'll let you do this for a bit of a treat before you go back to school.
And did you
know?
Think she looked distressed, Ruth?
Yes.
How can a child look distressed? You know, I don't understand why people are saying that.
That's very easy.
What made you think she looked distressed? Like, what, you know?
I mean, she didn't look happy. She looked uncomfortable. You know, A few weeks earlier, I had been in Henry Street, and there were two girls. I think maybe they were twins, and they were teens, maybe early teens. And they were playing the guitar, and they were being set up, and their father was there, and they were all happy, and it was good fun, and everybody was laughing, and it was kind of a nice kind of situation. And they were kind of nervous, and they were getting going, and he was with them. And it was just a kind of nice kind of thing. But this didn't look nice.
It's so judgmental. It really, really is, Joe.
When it comes to children, we are a judgmental society. We do say that children of a certain age are not allowed to do A, B, C, D.
Child had a permit.
Well, we're protecting the child. We do things to protect children. That doesn't mean we're judgmental.
But, Joe, protecting the child is not looking and saying, oh, she looks distressed. Protecting the child is, if you feel something's wrong, open your mouth and do something about it. Don't go home and mull it over. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll do. Okay. Well, as I say, the law seems to be a very grey area. Okay, Ruth Murphy, Lisa Bracken, Ali Sherlock again. Anthony Bourne. Anthony Bourne is in now. I need to get a break. But, Anthony, go ahead. Your point, please, Anthony.
Yes, Joe. I go in with my daughter, Rosie Byrne, and they all hang out there together. They have a great Saturday and Sunday. All the kids have fun.
You need to come closer to the phone. Put your sweet lips out.
Yeah, they all go and get water for each other, and they all go and get dinner then at the end of the evening. But this just sounds a little bit off with the wee girl on her own, not getting looked after, not getting refreshments, and somebody taking her money.
And have you seen the six-year-old?
Oh, I haven't seen it myself. No, I haven't seen her, but it just sounds not right.
Everyone
has their parents in there or their brothers or sisters looking after them. As I said, they're getting refreshments and drinks and stuff. This just doesn't sound good.
Okay. What age was your daughter when she started busking, Anthony?
She was 14 when she started busking. She met Ali and Amy, and they all have a great crack in there. But, you know, it's got to be fun. And if this girl's not having fun, then it's not right.
Okay, agreed. But as you say, and Ali alluded to, there's a great community of buskers, but they're all older, that they look after each other and have a burger or whatever at the end of the day. Okay, Anthony Bourne, Ali, Lisa Ruth, 51551. Thank you all. To the busker, the six-year-old busker on Grafton Street on Saturday. We heard from Paul, who was very upset. He said the child looked unnerved and nervous and was singing, not a bad voice, had a microphone and an amp, which we subsequently discovered from another caller, so there's no way she could have carried that herself, so there must have been an adult or an older person somewhere around. Then another caller saw at one stage, that was Denise, I think, that was the child was brought into Burger King opposite BT's on Grafton Street on Saturday, but not on that day, but another occasion. The money was taken off her, but there was no attempt made to buy her a Coke or a fries or a quarter pound or whatever, which was a little bit disarming, to say the least, for our caller. Now, Mags McGowan. Mags, good afternoon.
Joe, how are things?
Good. Yeah. Your encounter.
Yeah, I don't live in Dublin, Joe. I'm from Dublin, but I was there for the weekend, and I was on Friday. Very warm day in Dublin. Henry Street, just a bit up from Moore Street. You know, the entrance to Moore Street, just up a bit from that.
Of course, yeah. That's where other people, sorry, you're saying they saw her as well, yeah?
Yeah, so I was going along, and it was just the size of the girl. That's what got me first.
Okay.
God, I thought she's, you know, very young altogether. So, I don't know why I hung around, but it concerned me that she was so young. And it was roasting hot. And she just, you know, it wasn't just one song. This is just one song after the next. So, I kind of came, like, I was behind her near the shop, and she was standing a bit away from the shops in the kind of the middle of the street. And
So,
I went around to the front, and I did see something around her neck. Now, I wasn't looking for anything like that.
Yeah, but
just wanted to see her, like. But she looked to me like, I'm not enjoying this. Distress is the word to use for how she looked. You know, she didn't want to be doing that. There was no smile, there was no facial expression at all.
You found an adult who you said...
Yeah.
And what did
you
say?
So I'm there anyway, and next of all, I did see a woman standing opposite her, and she was kind of leaning up on one of those, I don't know, those steel things out in the street. And as I'm walking towards her, I'm saying, is this a charity? You know, is this a charity fund, like that, you know, you're raising money for something? She said, what do you mean? And I said, no, I just said, the child looks very tired. And she said, oh, she wants to be on X Factor and this, that and the other, and she's just practicing. And I said, yeah, but, you know, she hasn't taken a break. Like, you know, she's... It just looked... It seemed to me like it was karaoke, that she was just going with songs.
Okay, so...
You know, and then the woman said to me, she's my daughter, you know, I'm her mother, you know, I waited long enough for her, you know, wow, you know, just went... No, she didn't insult me or anything, but it kind of told me that it's actually none of my business, you know?
Wow.
And I said, I didn't want to be rude or anything. I just said, I'm just saying, God, she's so young. You know, would you not give her a break?
And did she pack in? Did she get a break?
No. No, Joe, she was just... You know, I was trying to work out what height she was. She's very small. You know, she was just like... She looked like... I'd say she was six, but a small six. But she had that microphone in her hand and she was just rattling out the songs. And I did see a guy, like when I was standing near the shop opposite the mother, there was a guy on the phone all the time. Now, I did look to see was he part of the... You know, like all the other people said, people were concerned. She was standing there on her own. You know, obviously, now, to me, I walked away and I said, absolute nothing to do with X Factor. That is just a kid making money for adults. That's what it said to myself.
Okay, and Mags, what age do you think? As far as we can find out, Dublin City Council, there's no age limit for one of those pyramids.
Okay.
There are other criteria about amplification and all that kind of. But at what age do you think a child should be allowed to busk?
Well, Joe, to tell you the very honest truth, like, I'm very into music and all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get appalled when I see young people on the street. I really do. Especially, you know, I think, you know, if you're going for 12 or 13, you know, and you're genuinely... But I don't think it's a place for kids. No, I don't. And even when I didn't rely to that girl was on that is bus, you know, was busking and that, and her father was with her, you don't realise. I didn't realise that all the abuse you can get on the street with.
Yeah, well, Ali spoke about that earlier on. Ali Sherlock.
You know. But
Patricia O'Mahony, stay there, Mags. Patricia O'Mahony is in Betty's Town. Go ahead. Patricia.
How you doing? I think we generalise really more than anything else. And we, you know, maybe the child did want to practice for that and looked, you know, whatever, tired or whatever. But maybe she did want to just practice and think of these, what do you call it? My son was 6 or 7 when he went into go-karting. And people used to say to me constantly, are you not afraid? That is whatever. The child wanted to. And now he's 25 and a brilliant rally driver. Mm-hmm. You know, the child wanted to be there. Like, and he'd great fun, but we were taught the irresponsibility of, you know, you generalise, whatever. We fed him. He was there. You know, he might have been with his friends or whatever, and he'd run back and get whatever. You know, we generalise and we see things. As you know, we had the FLA here last week.
In Drogheda.
And it was brilliant. And every child, all ages, were out making their couple of bob and playing their... There was 3 of them at one stage. They hadn't a note between them but their little thing. And they were trying their best with their violins. And they were brilliant. And the father was watching from a distance.
But when I was
walking by, it didn't look that way, and they were very, very young.
And you have to come back to Grafton Street and Henry Street. Do you think that you'd be okay once the parent was around, that child performing?
Well, if the child was around, you know, the child wouldn't have done it specifically and would have, you know, forced out to make money. Maybe the child did want to be on X Factor and they told her whatever. And maybe they were making money and taking it off or whatever. Whatever. But we generalise. I was told constantly...
I want you to be specific. What do you think about this child from what you've heard so far? And there seems to be a consistency in the stories we're hearing about this child.
Or generalising about it. I mean, I put my child into a go-kart and sent him off at 7 years of age. You know, that's totally irresponsible, you know. But he wanted to be there and he went on to do his racing and went on to do his whatever. You know,
I'm not trying to put you into a corner here, but you're not critical of the parents.
Well, I, you see,
see, I don't generalise. You don't know the story okay. there. Well, the child is probably so well looked at and so whatever. And just because she looked... I mean, the kids were out in the Fla last week in all sizes and whatever. And they looked that, and they looked... But they had that couple of bob in front and they were delighted.
Okay, Raymond... Raymond Quigley, say there, Patricia. Raymond Quigley's on the line. Raymond, your point, please.
Hello, Joe, how are you doing?
The six-year-old as well, yeah.
Oh, I did. I said that many a time, Joe. Look... Yeah. You know, you have to call a spade here. The child is too young to be on the street. There's nobody around her when I seen her, although I got the impression she was being watched from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might ask me how I got that impression, because it was ludicrous to leave a child at that age on Grattan Street on her own, and the guards walking up and down and balking by her. And so I knew there was something going on somewhere. But that child was only out there for one reason. That was to make the adults money.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever that child's parents are, shame on them. You know, she was singing, and the guards going by are not taking a bit of notice. No one going over to the child and questioning or asking a question.
Why putting a six-year-old into a go-kart, tying him in and going off, when there can be accidents and whatever?
Now that's completely... No, hold on, that's completely...
It's not really completely...
Sorry, can I just say something? You were in control of the situation there. You're
he was driving. He was in control because he wanted to do it from a very young...
But what I'm saying is, you put a six-year-old child out on Grafton Street and there's nobody around her. I know Ali Sherlock.
There were people around her, obviously. If you saw somebody around her.
Excuse me, madam. There wasn't people around her. I was there. And I can see
what did you say there was, obviously? And why is everybody else saying there was people around watching?
I seen the fear in that child's eyes. I seen the fear. Her hands were clenched. That child was under stress. She wasn't making eye contact. She was looking up and looking around. She was just petrified. And I'm telling you, I know when somebody is stressed. Okay?
Could I just
and I'm telling you, I think it's wrong. If you want to put your child in a go-kart, that's up to you entirely.
It wasn't up to me, it was up to him. And he'd be stressed and strained and whatever.
But the thing is, Patricia...
You made the decision for that child. So somebody's making the decision for this child and she doesn't like it.
I didn't make the decision for the child.
But obviously your boy loved go-karting, Patricia.
He loved it because his dad, whatever. But yes, he did. But, you know, I didn't... He wanted to do it. And when I stopped him at one stage, kind of saying, oh, God, you know.
Okay, no, the sense I'm getting from up, I suspect your boy would wake
Why
up every
Why do they suspect that the child was put out to earn money for those children?
Because that's exactly what it is. I don't care what way you're saying.
That way, we generalise in life, and that's what causes a lot of problems in life.
The
we generalise.
Should have parents standing by her side. There's a different atmosphere there when you see children there with their parents.
Okay, let me bring Niamh in. Niamh Whelan.
Hi.
Your point, please.
Hi, Joe. Well, the point I made was that whatever age that they're allowed to have a licence or, you know, if there's no limit whatsoever, I'm sure that there must be a law which says that a child under a certain age must be supervised. If you can't leave a child at home under the age of 11 alone, then you can't leave it in the middle of a busy thoroughfare, unsupervised, unattended, unfed by the sound of it, and that's abuse. That's abuse. Whatever way you look at it, it's abuse. I don't care if the child wants to be there and if she wants to be the greatest singing star on the planet. Mm-hmm. I don't care if she's at the Von Trapp family.
Yeah.
She shouldn't be there on her own.
Well, how come this...
I mean, you're talking about making a comparison with go-karting. I mean, I sent my son out into a rugby pitch. I said, go on out there and get yourself battered. They said, okay, Mum, I'm dying to do it. But, that, you know, it's...
Well, if the child had
and get battered in a rugby scrum, but he wanted to do it, he wants to be there. That's fine. And,
but if the child had ID around her neck, somebody signed go-karting.
If your son was under, he was supervised on the go-kart, and whoever's running the go-kart is supervising it, all the safety issues that are in place.
Mm-hmm.
A six-year-old child standing in the middle of a busy thoroughfare in this day and age, there's anybody could walk by, pick her hand up, and walk off with her. Several people have already said they witnessed it, that nobody was watching her. Nobody until they came along to take her money over.
Well, a number of people said, Niamh, that the crowd would have been watching her, so to speak. The crowd would have.
Yes, I know, but any one of the crowd could have just walked up and the rest of the crowd think, oh, well, she must be with them. Who knows? Who would know? in a crowd, who would know that she wasn't with the person who took her hand and walked off with her?
Yeah, good point, yeah. Okay,
who would know?
Okay, stay with us. 51551, back after this.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And joe@rt.ie. And just a reminder, we will be at the Ploughing Championships on September the 19th, the usual, it's a Thursday, obviously, in Carlow this year. Catherine O'Brien. Catherine, good afternoon. You saw the child this past Saturday.
I did, Joe. I was there with my mum, and we passed her several times. And the poor little girl, she wasn't enjoying it. Her head was downcast. She looked at the ground. But I did see somebody across from her, and similar to one of your other callers, is the lady was she was lying up against, I think it was one of those ESB boxes, and she seemed to be with her.
Mm-hmm.
But the poor little thing, she wasn't happy. And I tell you, one of my best friends, her daughters used to busk up in Grafton Street, and those kids loved it. And you can always tell when a child is happy with something and a child is
true,
not.
Yeah.
She wasn't. And it was actually, it was pitiful. That's what it was. So, no, I'm sorry, the child wasn't happy. If she was enjoying it, go for it. It was a lovely sunny day. There was lots of people around. It was a lovely atmosphere, except when you got up there. And then it was, oh my gosh, the poor thing.
And were you tempted to intervene, Kat? I don't think people are don't know what to be doing, but...
Yeah, well, no, I tell you, I had my mum with me, right? And she was in the wheelchair. And my mum wanted to, and I actually took my mum away because I was saying, oh my God, she's going to kick up the fuss. And that's how I noticed the woman on the other side, because I was looking round to see, you know, who the little child was with. But I, in fairness, and as much as I love my mum, I thought she'd make it work.
Sorry, Catherine?
I thought my mum would make it worse for the poor child, but with my mum interfering, saying, you know, why would you let your child do that?
Okay, and I just
took her away. But can I just, there's just a note there, I was just thinking. Now, the little girl, she did have one of the badges hanging around her neck.
Yeah, the permit.
But then, the permit. But couldn't anybody make those permits and just pop them in? Would they not have to be
I presume there's some policing going on by the City Council, given that they were so adamant about introducing them. I think you have to pay for them as well, so there has to be, it's a revenue earner as well. Yeah. Say there, Catherine, Margaret's in Mullingar. Where did you see the child, Margaret?
On Henry Street.
In Dublin,
okay. Yeah.
And when was this?
This was last Thursday week. I was in Dublin with my teenage grandchildren.
Okay.
We came out of a shop and the child was there, and there was a man videoing the child on his phone.
Right.
And that's what drew my attention. And there was nobody, didn't see anybody else around, only people looking at her.
Mm-hmm.
And she had the permit around her neck. And I just went to have a look at it because I couldn't see it from the distance. And then this woman came from where that lady is saying.
Right.
She was behind that box, and she said, "That's my child. Take your hands off my child." Now, I wasn't expecting that, and I said, "I wasn't touching your child. I was just looking at." I didn't even know it was a permit, to be honest with you.
And what did you lift the permit up to see it?
No, I just bent down to see it.
Okay, and I don't want her name, but what did it say?
I didn't see it I didn't actually see it. I was looking for the charity, really.
Because an adult intervened
very quick and said, "Take your hands off my child." And I said, "I wasn't touching your child." And the two other people, other ladies in the crowd, said, "Don't speak to that woman like that. She wasn't doing anything." She got kind of a bit aggressive. Mm-hmm. And I said, "I was just looking to see what charity." And she said, "That's a legit permit, and she's doing it for her own charity."
And that was her exact phrase, was it? "That's a legit permit." Okay.
Yes, that's a legit permit. I said, "I wasn't looking at the permit. I actually wasn't looking to see the permit. It's just that the child was there on her own, and there was a man videoing her from the footpath."
And what frame did you put on the man videoing her, so to speak?
Well, I just thought that's a bit. I don't like that. A little child standing there on her own.
Yeah.
And that's why I went over and just to see. And I was wondering then, would they give permits to that children of that age?
Well, apparently there's no age limit. Now, Margaret, just take me back to this. You're presuming it's the mother. Did she say, "I'm the child's mother, it's for her own charity"?
Yes.
She did, okay.
It's for her own cause. I said I was looking to see what cause. It's her own cause, she said.
Did other people hear this exchange?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then everybody just walked away because the woman was very, very aggressive.
And do you think they walked away in agreement with your sentiment that it was wrong?
Yes, because
Let's see, can we find any indication where they Dublin or Mullingar?
Dublin.
Yeah, Dublin.
Okay. Oh, I don't know where the people were from. I think they were Dublin people. The two of them were there, and they said, she didn't have to look at the permit, and the girl said,
Maybe we can ask Dublin City Council how many permits are given out to 6-year-olds. How about that? Okay. More tomorrow. Yes. Thanks indeed. Thanks to all our callers.
Thanks a million.
Back tomorrow, 1:45. Lydia Murphy produced. Anne Ray Darcy is next.